What am I gonna do to make you love me? What am I gonna do to make you care?
Elton John. Hold that thought now. Elton John is boycotting the fashion house of Dolce & Gabbana. Have you heard about this? And here's something to take with you today, because it went with me all of yesterday. You should have been around my dinner table last night. Stefano Gabbana and Domenico Dolce, the makers of fashion accessories you probably can't afford, have found themselves at the center of a viral social media campaign after the pair had this mad retro idea that gays should not be allowed to raise children even though they are gay. Only traditional Italian-style families are permitted, whatever that means. They criticized in vitro fertilization and non-traditional families in an interview with the Italian magazine Panorama. Quote, I am not convinced by those I call children of chemicals, synthetic children, Mr. Dolce told the magazine. Rented uterus, semen chosen from a catalog. What? Children not from love, he says, if they are in vitro. And it's getting more and more absurd. Well, first of all, you better be in love with the person you have in vitro kids with because of all the agony you go through. There's nothing synthetic about that. I have four in vitro kids and one naturally conceived little guy. And this controversy has produced a scandal in my house. What, I'm synthetic, says one of my daughters. I'm outraged, says another. My son notes that I have a Dolce & Gabbana belt from long ago. You've got to get rid of that, Dad. I've got to find it in my closet first. My four oldest, two sets of in vitro twins, posted their outrage on Instagram and Facebook yesterday. No D&G, they said. So Ajax, our five-year-old, he's a love child because he's naturally conceived, asks one of my 16-year-olds. No. First of all, love child refers to something quite different. And it makes no difference at all, kids. Thanks, Dolce & Gabbana. You could have had five Hockenberry customers, but oh no, D&G say. They are boycotting Elton John. Did you hear about that? Because he's a fascist who won't permit them their personal opinions. I personally can't argue with a boycott of Elton John, but that's another story. Sorry seems to be the hardest word. What do I do? Give us your take at 877-8MYTAKE. Send us a tweet at The Takeaway. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Jay Hockenberry, or check us out at thetakeaway.org. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway. Strikes me. What have I gotta do? What have I gotta do?
Support for The Takeaway comes from the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.